Today's episode is being sponsored by Kingsley 1945 Watches. To check out the Kingsley 1945 collection, go to www.amitdevhonda.com and click on the Kingsley 1945 collection on the upper right-hand corner.
Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about watch spotting on LeBron James's new show, The Shop. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Going on there, watch fans. It's Amit Dev Honda, and welcome to my podcast. So what I do, like, you know, to find new clients is generally I go out at night and I network in some of the nicest places that Vegas has: restaurants, bars, lounges. Usually I'm around the city center area, primarily at Aria, and one of the restaurants at Aria, I have a good friend there. He's manager of one of the top steakhouses around, and you know, we always shoot the shit about this, that, and the other. About, you know, we both like punk rock, we both like, you know, interesting stuff, we both always talk about sort of what kind of, you know, what we've watched lately. He's cool, he's a young kid, but he's got an old soul, and he was telling me about this show that LeBron James had. I'm so, like, I don't really watch the news, I don't really, like, I mean, I pay attention enough, but I'm not really, like, one of these people who's, you know, stuck to my Twitter feed or stuck to, like, even updates or anything like that. Like, I mean, I have conversations with people, but generally I'm in my own world, and I like to create my own stuff. But it was kind of cool, like, you know, he was telling me about the show on HBO that LeBron James has called The Shop. And you know, basically, it's really, really smart, a very smart premise. He interviews people. I shouldn't even say interview. He has a conversation with, you know, people in the world of, you know, whether it's Jon Stewart, you know, commentator, journalist, what have you, or people in the world of sports, obviously, in the NBA, of course, him being, you know, the greatest player to play the game, you know. But it's basically a smart premise because he's got all these people getting their haircuts in a barber shop, different barber shops for different episodes and different guests. And you know, in episode one, he had Jared Carmichael, who's a comedian. You know, he's wearing a ceramic Daytona white dial in that show, which is pretty cool because you see a lot of cool watches in the show as well. You see, you know, like I said, Jared Carmichael was wearing that. Draymond Green, who's the power forward for the Golden State Warriors, was wearing an AP Royal Look Offshore steel and ceramic with a panda dial, black dial with white dial with black subdials. You had Odell Beckham Jr., who plays for the New York Giants. He was wearing a rose gold Patek Nautilus 5711 1R-001 with a brown dial, and it seems like a diamond custom bezel. I don't know if that's, I believe that's a custom thing, but he was wearing that. You have Michael Bennett from the Philadelphia Eagles, was wearing a Patek Aquanaut rubber strap 5167A. That was just in the first episode, but it was a really, I have to say, it's a really fun show, and it makes so much sense. I don't know why something like this hasn't been done before. I mean, I know there have been shows where you've seen panning to a barbershop or a conversation, but a show that takes place inside a barbershop, it's if you think about it, for an NBA player, it's an extension of the locker room. You know, and it's funny when Jon Stewart in episode one was talking about, you know, when white people go to get their hair cut, you know, their magazines laid out, you know, it's very impersonal. You walk in, you get your hair cut, you're just another number, you read a magazine before you go up there. And LeBron James and his colleagues were commenting that, you know, at a black barbershop, that's where everybody talks about everything, and that's where people talk about going to see a great movie or what have you. People, it's very collaborative. It's very interactive. It's very inclusive, where I feel like when you're, it's very true when you, you know, how different cultures operate. But it was the perfect stage for a show. And by having people, you know, and of course, you know, people in the WNBA as well. But, you know, obviously what interested me was, you know, LeBron James is a very inspiring person, not just on the court, but off the court. He's very charitable. I believe he even started his own school. But what's amazing to me was the watches that were in the show. You know, you can see the how the dynamics have changed. You know, there was only one person that I saw wearing a watch with a diamond bezel, and that was on a Patek Philippe. Like, you would never have seen that 10 years ago on a serious athlete, you know, in football. It just wouldn't happen at all. Like, that's, you know, and it's funny because I kind of... I know that I kind of hinted at it 5, 6, 7 years ago that, you know, athletes will start wearing better watches, and they definitely have. You know, like 10 years ago, you saw an athlete or a rapper, whatever, it was, all they were rapping about were diamonds, or at press conferences, athletes were wearing diamond bezel watches and diamond dials, and you just couldn't get enough diamonds. Now, the focus has changed. The paradigm has shifted, you know. People, you know, wealth sort of whispers. You know, in the first episode, LeBron James was wearing a Patek Philippe Celestial and rose gold. I mean, that's like a dream watch. That's when I interviewed Praz Michel from the Fugees, I believe he has a Celestial or one was on the way. I mean, we talked about that being, I think he has a Celestial, but that's like one of those holy grail watches, you know, like, but again, if you just looked at when you're watching the show and you look at LeBron James and he's sitting on the barber chair and he's wearing his baseball hat and he's wearing, you know, his jogging pants and he's casual and you're seeing this watch on him, if unless you're a watch guy, you would not think twice about the watch. That to me is wealth whispering at its best. You know, very well placed, perfect watch for him. Most of the people on the show were wearing perfect watches for them. LeBron James is, you know, his business partner, and he's the CEO of a company that sort of put on the shop. He's wearing a Royal Oak Offshore, I believe 42 millimeter on a bracelet with a black dial. But, you know, just the breadth of watches I'm talking about, you know, there's got to be, I don't know, $500,000 worth of watches, maybe on that show, maybe more. But they're tasteful. They're not loud. They're not obnoxious. Snoop was wearing, I want to say Snoop Dogg was on the show as well, episode one. He was wearing a skeletonized oversized watch with a big crown. I want to say it may have even been a Krieger, the Krieger skeleton. Maybe it was something else, but it definitely looked similar, but it kind of looked like it could be something else. I definitely saw like a, you know, a rose gold and ceramic or offshore as well on someone. You know, these aren't inexpensive watches at all, but the average person would never think, oh, you're wearing an $80,000 watch or a $60,000 if you didn't know. And that's really cool how the paradigm has shifted, and that, but yet these watches got a lot of airtime. They got a lot of screen time. These athletes are big. They have big wrists. They have big hands. There's a lot of focus on them and just them talking with their hands. You can see the watches very clearly, or at least I could for me. And it was really fun to see, but it was a very entertaining show as well. And, you know, and then in episode two, you had Drake come on, and, you know, the legendary, you know, R&B, hip-hop artist, whatever you want to call him. And, you know, he was, he definitely, you know, spilled the beans about working with Kanye, and I don't want to get into their beef or into that story because I really don't care, but there's a lot of just open talking, and I think that's what the barbershop provided, just sitting down, being comfortable, getting your hair cut, you know. LeBron was wearing a Skydweller in stainless steel. I believe he was wearing the blue dial. Very smart. You know, LeBron James is an AP ambassador. I don't know if that ended or not, or if that's still going, because he definitely was not wearing an AP in the show as of yet. There's only been two episodes. But, you know, he was wearing a Sky Dweller and stainless steel, either black dial or blue dial. I think it was the blue dial. Either way, that's a very desirable watch. And again, his friend Maverick Carter is the man who was in the show, who, you know, is LeBron's partner, business partner. He was wearing the AP Royal Oak. He's the one wearing AP Royal Oak offshore with a black dial on a bracelet. I was really impressed with the show. I was really impressed with the guests. I was impressed with the conversation as well. You know, they were talking about, you know, being true to yourself, regardless of whether you're an athlete or you're, you know, a comedian or an actor, it doesn't matter. If you're not true to yourself, you know, you'll get eaten up by the whole experience, and you won't be, it will seem like a job, and it will seem like work, and it will resonate and with the end consumer, and it won't make you feel good about you, you know. To quote LeBron James, you know, he said he'd rather fail being who he is than be successful with being who someone else wants him to be. And I think that's a really great point. I mean, you know, LeBron obviously is at the top of his game. He's very technical. He even talked about, you know, how he kind of ruined it for his son in a way, because he gave his son the name LeBron. And, you know, you're setting the kid up, man. You're really setting the kid up for a very high bar, always comparing and always being compared to. So it was just interesting, the conversations and the candidness that came out of, you know, a show like this that you normally probably wouldn't get on a regular talk show format, you know, in a studio. I think that the barbershop was a very disarming way of getting people to talk. And I'm excited to see what's next. I'm excited to see what other watches I spot in the future. But yeah, definitely some really cool watches. I will, you know, later on, as the, you know, as I write an article, I haven't written an article yet about this, I will put links to the watches that were in the show, that I can certainly help you get. But I definitely recommend, it's on HBO, it's Call the Shop, it's under sports. If you have HBO Now or HBO Go, definitely go see it. It's on Sundays, I believe at 9 p.m. or 10 p.m. or maybe earlier. I don't know the exact time, but definitely, you know, stream it on HBO Now or HBO Go. But great, great show and great premise. You know, it's I think the first one was in L.A. I think the second was maybe somewhere else in the South, maybe. But just the breadth of guests that are on the show. They even talked about Serena Williams on the show, about, you know, about the call, you know, about her reacting and her being fined and how it was unfair to her and, you know, all that. Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, I made a, not to rehash what I already did an episode around it, but I don't think sports is always fair to women. You know, I don't think she played her best tennis that day, but definitely, you know, LeBron made a really funny comment, actually. He was like, did you see how high that umpire was at the game? Like, in terms of how high his chair was, like, basically talking down on Serena. And it was just like, if that was the NBA and the, you know, the referee was on stilts, what would that be like? You know, it was just like a funny commentary, and it was just fun. It was fun. It was a cool concept. It was an interactive show. You kind of didn't want it to end. You wanted to know more, because, you know, you don't see celebs or athletes or whatever have you talk so candidly. And, you know, even seeing Jon Stewart, like, in that whole crowd, it was interesting to see the dynamic, you know, because you've got LeBron James and all his friends who are mostly, all of them are black. Jon Stewart was the only one who was white on that. And then on the next one, I think there was, you know, one female NBA player, and she was white, and the rest of the people on it were black. So seeing the dynamic of that, you know, like, I'm Indian, if I'm in a room of all Indians, you know, like, that's one thing. But if I'm in a room of all Indians and there's one person who's not Indian, you know, it can feel kind of like, I don't know, it can feel like very segregated for that person who's not, you know, the same as the rest. But it really flowed, I have to say, very organically, and obviously a lot of it is done in the editing, but it was edited well, it was produced well, they were drinking nice things, they were drinking nice wine, they were, you know, very casually dressed, very candid, and it's a great show. I highly recommend it to anyone who wants to watch something new and also have fun. Anyone who's into watches, I assume you are, since if you're listening to this podcast, it's a great way to watch spot and be like, hey, is that the watch I think it is? And then kind of, you know, for me, I've been doing this so long. Watch spotting has been something I've been doing for 20, 25 years or maybe even longer. And just being able to do it blind like that without really even standing close to the TV was pretty cool. But I did have to on certain ones because I wasn't sure. But yeah, it was fun. It was really, really fun. And I hope you enjoy I hope you enjoy the show. It's a really great show. Sundays, The Shop, stream it, HBO. You'll love it. You can definitely check out my website, www.amitdavehonda.com. There you can peruse through my world-renowned blog, you know, read an article I published. I probably have over 400 to 500 articles over the last, you know, 5 to 10 years. So you can definitely see those articles. You can shop my pre-owned section of watches, which has been carefully curated by me. It's, you know, I've got a lot of stuff on there. I have Rolexes, I've got Panerais, I've got IWCs, I've got Nomos Glasutas. I've got a brand that I distribute, Kingsley 1945 watches. I've got Cartiers, and there's more to come. So definitely check it out. It's an awesome place to go for pre-owned watches where you can buy with confidence. Kingsley 1945 watches, like I said, a great place, a great brand to shop. It's completely really unique, very masculine, inspired by aviation and World War II design, and check it out. It's phenomenal. It's I'm a distributor for the brand. You know, they're based out of Providence, Rhode Island, and I love it. I'm obsessed with it. I honestly, I've been a distributor now for almost 5 years, and it's just a very, very innovative brand, and I can help you custom design something that's very unique to you. You can't really buy a hand-assembled watch today or a made-to-order watch without spending hundreds of thousands of dollars. And Kingsley 1945 watches are hand-assembled in the USA, and you can get a nice hand-assembled, custom-made piece for under $2,000. So definitely contact me at amitdavehonda@gmail.com. I do charge $150 consultation fee to get started. Should you buy a watch from me, I will deduct the $150 fee you paid from the final purchase price of the watch. So you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. If you're on social media, you can follow me on my Instagram and Twitter. My handles for both are @AmitDaveHonda. And until next time, rock on and fly back.